momopea no u fata lo fatu le paia ma le mamano lo tatu hojunu u ile taia u rene ya solulu o le asole ma le masino o kitopa ile tausanga lua felua se fulma le lua ele faititia le vi ingo lo tatu ta pa ausili le langi o le fo iwa taita imailo o tu soifua ma so mato wola tatu felo ia ilungo o ngalu ngalu le ea ea la ile poro kalami o le soifua ma loloina ua mafai o natu inatu ono o le lango lango mai ale Pacific Health and Welfare fa pefoi ma le tatu fale mai ale loko doctors ya ua lava le longo puyele ino le tatu watunu ea la ile soifua ma loloina ia ia ile manatu maurunga lo soronga le lei ia fuafuanga o tiute foi mafai vole nei vayaso ai maiso le fasa auni e tua lo tatu watunu alo mafana ule fa manatu ino lo lato waso pai pai le aso sao tamaiti ile aso sao le vayaso nei ai ole atu natu le vi ingaro nei ole tua e to mua i fode tatu porkalami amaea ia ona tatu wanga ile le tatu fatale noanga ia ile fatale noanga sa ufaya isa aso le vayaso watuna ai sa fatale noa ia nisi fo yo alo matamali o tatu watunu u ai mai sio le Pasifika o lo o se e mai to finga mo bulurunga te pe o te te fono ia mo lau lau fono mo fainga malo fai tu malo po lo go boards i to tonu o au kilani a mai ala le vinga lo le tua ona tata wa nga isa o lo lea ia ile tata u fatal no nga rena a wa o le o lo fe nga ia au kilani ma le fainga palo te le nga tele to finga pole nu o to finga o councillor se le nga tse fu lea o to finga mo local board members ele va ia so nei munisi fam talanga asia si le upenga te failangi o le vote.nz. Loa tule chaimi o sola ya mawala vano e fapena o na faso matara no ile tacho por kala milene uli ya masui o le fono la longa fono pese yo fainga malo fai tu malo por logo boards ya pe o na fata sima ya ile sunga ya apulu risa o changa vaya Maria Meredith fa pe fo le sunga ya tawa no o Nick Packridge. About 15% of candidates that stood in the last elections were Pacifica. Approximately 11% of our elected members currently representing our community are Pacific. 2019, 35.4% of registered voters participated in the elections, and not many young people voted. Our lowest turnout of voters were those aged 26 to 30. Only 20% of that age group returned their votes. This means a lot of young people in Tamaki Makaurau, especially Pacifica, who can vote, are missing out on having their say about who makes the big calls for Auckland. Fika patalo fatua tofonga a pulu ele ngas foi le fo Maria Mtawanu manor sei fo
mara sei fo la mawa.
Before we get into our telenova family mole, could you introduce yourselves, your cultural background, and which local boards you represent?
Langi matafi ya vayanele fafonga mai male mai mo mai ale mamarole atunu fatalo fatu mananganga faro alo le su ayo le au fangelo inga pa iyo le atua le pa iyo tupu mai e male au fuilo loa o Samo ma atua matum atua a sina o sina sina rota po ima ima auta e fapai fo ifa le atua matau si eo lava i tupu langa a maiselo sunga Lorenzo male pulinga mamalu ale tato le tio in Malore Folau Malore Foy. Yeah, my name is Apuru Rhys Aotangavaya. I'm the chair of the current chair of the Otara Papatoetoe local board. We take over with the areas that we have authority over, Otara Papatoetoe, part of Mangere East, Manukau, and Clover Park and Waimondi going out those ways. So South Auckland, very much South Auckland.
So from Maria, can you introduce yourself and which cultural background you're from?
My name is Maria Meredith. I am Tongan, with Fijian, Samoan, and a little bit of all there. We mainly come from the villages in Savo Savo in Fiji and Lepea in Samoa and over in Kolofo'o, Kolomotua and Faleleo in Tonga. So I'm the current chair of the Maunga Kiki Tamaki local board, which covers Glen Innes, Pāmua, Mount Wellington, parts of Otahu and Ellerslie.
Maro
soifua tawanu. Yeah, maro foi soifua los Sunga Lorenzo. Yeah, fa pe foi on the fa filo yatu. Ile pa ia mal malu le atu nu. O fa fonga mai il ne itu la. Yeah, o au nei o tawanu Nick Becklich. Mai le lalfanga o o vau vai I fa le alili. Yeah, ma fonga kuli se vai. Yeah, il tem nei o au le taitaifono. O le lakupori mangele mautahu. There yeah, Mangele Bridge or Favona, Mangele East, Mangele Town Centre, yeah, my Otahu, yeah, or the Matu local board lena.
Man of Taitella, I am much but Patrina, Yamote, Fono Pacifica, Rofa Pena, on a two, the foy, a war, Oi Pacifica, and Miss Lavasota to watch no Sam, what Malo, Lavre Tautua, Malo, four, yeah, the five, or the five. Now, for those who may be unaware, what is the purpose of having a local board from one Molirava?
Yep, I think the purpose in me or local boards here or be on the Saunuaia Pulu, be on my Lola Iti here. It's Tony Local Council, Tele Mato Ngalwenga, Tulanga or Matau Puital Noina. Tau Puitalo Tau e la VAI sosi me it's Tunnel Council ma o le leo leo tangata
ma
o le leo leo residents Tino Jamie e ave mato manatu il governing board o le vahenga lea e yaile pulenu ia ma councillors so o mato ia ave longona ma manatu o mato local board wards I mea I manna o yai ia ma isi me I mato te e yai
Mala,
yeah. Apulu,
would you like to add?
Yeah, so just that the councillors, that council level, they look at the regional issues, things that affect kangaka umalavi auki langiakoa. Whereas the local board, we only look at the local level. And so things like the pools, the gyms, the libraries, those are things that the local board looks after within their local board area. So when you vote for your councillors, be your inge. Manukau Ward or Maunga Kiki Tamaki, those councillors, they will vote on things that like our rubbish collection, because everyone in Aukilani has a rubbish service, the rates, transport, so all those things that cover across all of Auckland, that's the governing body, the governing body or councillors, that's that level, our mako at the local board level, we're in the local area.
Uva before Apollo, or Ilato, we are Olo Leo, a lemma fire on a Lamona Rose, your former Malo Leo, El Normale, your Tamata, Tatola, Vaya Tamale, Tapiole Sumaya, Tawano, or Maria Langasa Fellow, Pulmato Tele, Lelo Yayo to Fully, Olo Yay for Ear to my Taya, a Fipule Fatu, my hair on Fawina on to Finger, Yalisto Fire, Lemma, Manito Tele, Lavota, Waloma Fana Pacifica, Lelo to Ton of Fanga Malo, Fight to Malo, Maria. How, as a Pacific person or as a chairperson, how has that journey been for you?
Lorenzo, I think the journey for me personally has been something. I think it's a privilege and honour to serve your community on the local board. It's really important that our Pacifica voices are at the table in order to participate in local governance, in order to look after our assets and implement programs where, you know, our different communities can benefit from it as well. So we do funding, we support programs that all are centre around community well-being, but at the same time, you know, implement programs such as climate change, but also ensuring that our communities are heard. So that is our role, is to ensure that we listen to our people out there and help support them.
And a specific chairs for Molimole Lava, why is it important to have Pacific representation in local boards?
Very important. I see the sila I the mato local board I mangele motohu e ova ile onus pulu paseni o la choia o e o palala ma papa au tonu magili mo tohu o tanga te pasifika
ma hiera.
So it's tau launa o semana tu tau launa to tele loko board o tangata mai tato lava community awa e o matua ia e e understand le ia i tato tangata sa iai semana tu ia sotea i meia o swimming pools e te tauna te tongi.
Awesome.
E tauna iai te toni lo tupe iai u fale i the swimming pools. A e sila fie iai le mātua wa i le tūlanga a whaio le nā i a longa wina i le ingi tato tangata o swimming pools.
Ma rira.
Pe ai wa ai isi i tū mā loi te tonu au ki langi. Ia, tō tele o fale e te alo e te tongi. Te taina wa i tato tangata. O nga le lava le sailing. O i mangele ma o tohu i whape e fwoi o tara ma papitoi toi. Ia, e tō tele tato tangata ia o whao ngā le facilities ia. O tato tangata matutua. Awa o se e fie fie tato tangata i o ta whao.
Marira.
Mai ma futa. Ia, e ai fwoi lato ia e o i pools ma facilities. Awa le lato soi fwo malolo inga. O lato ia sa tulo sa lovea i ta longa. This is part of o lato rehab. E toi le ai lato o lato tino. So, o mena e tato tilo tilo le le i ai. Awa se mato fiso suani i tato tangata.
Yeah, I think for the Otara Papatoetoe side, maybe two elections ago, the most of the people on the board were Balangi, and there was only one Pacific person at the time, and at that time those Balangis came from the Papatoetoe side, and a lot of the resources were going to the Papatoetoe side, but it wasn't until Lotu Fuli and Whanana F.S.O. Collins came along and got enough numbers, enough Pacific people to stand in Otara and Papatoetoe. Then we started seeing the swing. We started seeing more things happening in Otara, more resources going in Otara, new playgrounds in Otara. These things happen because we live in our communities. Tangata Pasifika, we understand what our people need, but unless we're represented, then we won't have those wishes understood and action by our council. So, in every time, eleni Tangata Pasifika, and Manurewa our local board. So, Tangata Pasifika, unless we have our people stand up and unless our people vote for our Pacific people, then we will become silent and we won't have the resources directed to our communities.
What about yourself, Maria?
Well, I think you just mentioned it before, Lorenzo, the voter turnout is very low for Pacifica. So I think people make a connection when they can see elected members that look like them. So I think that's another way to encourage them. But where I live, we're standing for the Tamaki subdivision of Maungikiki Tamaki. 40% are Pacifica. And so for me, it's really critical that going forward, that Auckland Council or any of our community try to encourage civic education to teach our young ones when they're at school, before they turn 18, to register to vote, that it's their right as a citizen to vote in local board and local body elections as well as the general election.
Now, with the local elections coming up, Fatmon Mule Lava, what would be your encouragement for people to go out there and vote, Fatmon Mule?
Well, my encouragement is it's so important. Gawa kili. Let's just say, you know, auma paluka ia. A faisa ele paluka. Then you have no right to complain. But I think in the gaming game, we have a golden opportunity to elect for the first time a Pasifika mayor. And I think that's how important it is. We this is probably the best chance for us to ever elect a Pasifika mayor. And I think we should take hold of that and make use of it, because I think if this chance goes, who knows when the next time it'll be available. So look out, what are they now? The Baluka. I'm still taming they were falling a mile. Long the Kolua, Suya, be a Malosile that I buy Ile Poling or Efeso, Ema Olesil Ile. So the Kawalinga, on Matuanga, Luenga Yasuya, Otea, Maltemine, Yo, the Faminatu Tato Ainga, Tato Galicia, or Tato Galapu, Lakapi, everyone and anyone. You know, Samato, Ney, a Tufa Pepe, Tono Pusameli, or Palota. Pesa o isi e sa mamoli il vaso le otea. Lai ai 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 tonu po se mele o tangata. E tau o tele le le pa lota. We can't stress that enough how critical it is, because we don't want the decision to be made for us from other parts or by other people. We, this is the time we can determine our own direction.
And as a chair of Otahu Mangere Local Board, Whamoe Moretawanu'u, I saw an article on Facebook last night, and another mayoral candidate mentioned something like about the rail station to be built in Mangere, right? Mm. And I saw something, a line that was mentioned that was said by him, that Mangere people don't go to town anyway. What would you like to say about that?
So I think, again, if we go back, why it's important to have elected people from our areas, because we can stand up to those kinds of arguments.
Mm.
Seseke lilinga, lingakala. We have plenty of people in the Kaulanga, or Kakukameki, or Aonga, Ikolisi, Ingweske, or Kakukangakai, or Fainaloenga. Yeah, that's incredible that people would say that. But I think it's because they want to go to the airport faster. So they're thinking, oh, yeah, so my city, Mount Roskill, Kipi Mangere, Alusawli Airport. You know, I'm sorry, but that's not acceptable. You know, Mangere, as Opito will say, is the gateway to the nation. But it's also an opportunity. If we have a connection through Mangere, it helps the people in Otara Papatoetoe, but also it attracts investment. So we believe whaia ia se light rail stop I Mangere, then that's where the investment, the developers. Well, gaming, we've got a terrible town centre, which is owned by multi-owners. You know, it doesn't belong to Auckland Council. So that is the hope, that if light rail comes through Mangere, it will attract the developers and the investors who will hopefully get rid of our current town centre and build. But those people who are saying, oh, cut Mangere, I'm sorry, but we will fight them.
Yeah, that's some. Wala ona o fa ma itere tulanga lea. Ina ya fua yai. E fua yai le fainga lau fil filinga. Awane ye mo ini fua ngal ma faila pa lo tale ai fua yai le tanga cha. E lo fa peyo oe, e ma fa fau peyo oe, e tala no peyo oe. E ma tale tonunga, tale tonunga peyo oe, tale tonunga fa Cristiano, fa langa nu o le tanga cha soi fua. O me o malave tu tu saita to fa ta ingala. E le o promoting le ta to wala le o ya fa na Efeso Collins. O no ni so tu langa fa pena pitai. E na o tu atu lave yo talane, tu atu lave yo talane. Ne ai sisina tu lofa na na or Samoa or le matai Samoa or Pacifica or no binga ya fai yena filifini na Maria. Why do you think the voter turnout for Pacifica people is relatively low?
That's a good question. I think firstly they need to go to the letterbox and open up the letters that we've been seeing jam-packed in the letterbox. Somebody did say to me that when the mail arrives they think it's bad news. But hello, we also bring good news. So the idea is that pay attention. You know, it's there. If it arrives in your name, it's not bad news. It's an opportunity to engage in civic education and you know, get your voice counted and actually vote and contribute. Because for Pacifica, now is our time.
Mm-hmm. And Apollo, what are some of your youth priorities for your local board area?
Yeah, so we are the second youngest local board in Auckland after Mangere Otahu. And so having a youth focus is really important for our local board. We have plenty of going. We've got our youth connections. We start up the job fest. We have our youth hub in Otara that we support. We give grants to all our clubs that go overseas to tournaments and travel overseas and on conferences and so forth. So we very much have a close focus on our youth because they are our future. Mm. And as we live in Aotearoa with in New Zealand with all the different changes, we need our young people to be able to thrive in that ever-changing environment. And so they need to be skilled. They need to know how to use the internet, how to build computers, and you know all those sort of things that we never had got ourselves. We need our young people to be able to do that because they're going to be the workers of New Zealand. They're going to be paying our taxes. They're going to be paying for our superannuation. More than that, they have the right to thrive in Aotearoa, New Zealand.
And also as someone, as a youth advocate, how do you bridge that gap between the elderly people, the older generation, Matai, and the young generation? Because you stand right in the middle, not only you're a Matai Samoa, but also you're a youth advocate.
It can be very tricky sometimes. I am very wary that I still have a lot to learn. I tūlanga leo tatu anganu'u. And I have been enjoying the journey of continuing to learn. But I tatu whāwai. O whāwai le atunu. Ia mā o inga o tatu, my tatu grandparents. Mm. Pei o mena e fiso soani mai ia mātou a tatu sa wali ngā luenga leo. Bridging the gap is important, and I'm glad that that I have young nephews and nieces that I can bounce off around, you know, current day issues, but also in our ward there are a number of groups that work alongside and specialise with young people. So I think our approach is you have to be sensitive around the generations, find the balance, but be very mindful and respectful. And I'm very proud that with our local board at Mangere Otahu is that we've developed an age-friendly plan and the age-friendly directory. Mō lātoia, tātou mātua, awa services there e awano tēmini mō lātou manau mīsa fesu soani. But it's also a directory of all our ekalesia, Ministry of Social Development, and all services, La Toia, Mafayana, Maosifiso Swani, Mole El Machtua. So I understand other local boards might follow suit.
But I tell you, Jawanu Maria, let's see, Tulanga Esele, in the same way, just you know, carry on from Jawanu, Famula Mole Lava. In our Pacific, especially with Samoan families and maybe other Pacific cultures, you know, there is that respect and that mentality that the parents speak on behalf of their children.
That's okay, we don't have to vote. You know, our parents can vote for us. What would you like to say about that? For me, it's important. I'm a mother of four, so I've got a daughter and three boys, and I always encourage them to register to vote, especially the young one. He doesn't think it's important, but I said to him, how are you going to make a difference in the future? So I think for me, you have to support your youth. It doesn't matter where you are, but I found in our own community, especially post-COVID, mental well-being is something that is something that has come to the fore and something that our local boards tend to invest in. But the most powerful tool that I found of connecting elderly and young is through our language weeks. So we had different language week celebrations within our community, and for example, we had the Tongan language week not long ago and the Samoan one, but it actually brought the different generations together in the same room with the Aongas and the elderly, but it brought them into the same space to celebrate and share the language. And I think that's a powerful tool going forward to unite elderly and youth going forward.
Can people still register and vote? There's a Manukau Service Center. If I don't mind, special votes, can you remind our people?
Yes, sir. If you haven't received your voting paper in the mailbox, then it's very likely that you haven't registered. So you will need to do a special vote. Special votes can be done either at the Manukau Service Center here at Kotuku House on Osterly Way, or you could go to there's one in Henderson and also in the city, and I think there might be one in Takapuna as well for our Pasifika people on the shore. But it's important that if you when you do vote, if you do get your voting papers in the mail, that it needs to be either returned to either a library or to the service centres, or if you're going to mail it in, it has to be before the 4th of October. Any time after the 4th of October, it won't be received in time and it won't count. So the safest way to vote is to return your votes to a library or a service centre. There are groups out there that are trying to encourage our people to bring in their votes. There's a lot of activities going on, promotions this weekend, and Otara we've got one. So we're just encouraging our friends and family, get your votes in. There will be mobile places that you can drop your votes in. I know that South Seas that you can do special votes this Saturday at the vaccination centre. So they're trying to provide more opportunities for people to do their special votes. But for those that do receive their votes by the mail, the best way to do it is to hand it into the library, otherwise by mail before the 4th of October.
There's one in Mangere East, there's one in Mangere Town Centre, there's one in Mangere Bridge. Take your granddaughter or your grandson for a walk. Drop all my voting papers and that's food.
This is a really important time. On the lewa of trauma, the COVID. Ele telele selling the Auckland Council on our telemesale mafayona mawaile selling. So, you know, how do we fasoa tupe o le Aucklandi atua? So, I think oina e te tau ona yai se pule nu e tilo tilo I tū mā lōpe in the South Auckland. Because we're the most vulnerable. That there should be some resources. Because I think it's around equity. We don't want to see a mere aluuma resources I isi vaenga o kilani. Laiaia latu resources. They have the resources. So that's why... I really am encouraging Matalosanga Tatu Atunu Fabul Moli Palota Mohifiso, because it's very, very important. And that's probably one of the reasons why we'll keep saying it is tackling issues of poverty and iniquity. If I take, you know, so many if I take 40 years, Madu Samo, Fafonga Mai, Ilne, Tula, take.
Ia le nasa mo tauram fa tau o tara mai le tula eva le sfru lua ila stona I nei le ngata foi leo le MIT Center tuai leo le afa yei ia le events a le South Seas Healthcare la la I o ma watching papers na e drop by le ngata foi leo le samtin tama joi mangele le afo yola oso le tato events vote for Nana Ifeza Collins I said it vote for Nana Ifeza Collins vote for Alfie Paina vote for Lotofuli vote for Josephine Bartley vote mo tangat Pacifico malava o le ngalo a polo